Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another podcast on Waking Up with Melissa, where today we have a beautiful guest who actually just graduated Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business 10.0, right? Your 10.0 round, which is so beautiful. And honestly, I've learned so much from Catherine, who is a plant-based chef. And we're just going to go ahead and introduce her onto the podcast. There is so much that I want you to share with our listeners, especially around veganism and eating plant-based and just eating a well more nutritious balance. Before we have you on, I want to just preface it by saying that this is not to make anybody vegan or anything like that, but I truly have this passion for understanding that when we eat light foods, they actually activate our body. And people always ask me, like, what are the things that you were doing, Melissa, 7 years ago? And honestly, the most important thing that I was doing was meditating and eating light foods. That's what ultimately started bringing my abilities online and was opening my channel. So welcome, Catherine, to the podcast. I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Let's just kick it off and let people know a little bit about you, your brand, and how you started.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Catherine, and I am a plant-based chef. I started this journey for myself, like dabbling into a plant-based diet about 8 years ago. It actually happened so randomly, like I wasn't expecting it to go down this way. But just to tell a little bit about my story, when I was working at Trader Joe's, I was working there for 7 years now, and there was a coworker of mine, and she went plant-based, and I just noticed so much of a difference with how she looked, and she started losing weight and like all these amazing things. So I was just like, huh. So I was curious, like ask her what she was doing. And she told me that she was vegan. And me, I come from a Jamaican and Haitian background. So I was first confused. I was just like, so no chicken. No-
right. You're like, so that doesn't work for us.
I'm like, so no mac and cheese, like none of that stuff. She was like, no. So then I was just like, okay, I was turned off by the idea. And I didn't initially go into it. So what I did was I went pescatarian first. So I was like, all right, let's see if I can do without meat. So I did that for a little bit and I was like, okay, I guess this isn't bad of not having meat into your diet. So as time went by, I started watching documentaries on vegan stuff. I forgot the first one I watched, but it was the one that did make a huge impact on me where I was like, okay, I definitely need to try the plant-based diet for myself, because years in the past, I've always been back and forth with so many different diets. And like the first time I lost weight, I was on Weight Watchers and it didn't work out for me because all they did was cut portions, but it was still a lot of processed foods. And I ended up gaining the weight back from doing that particular diet in itself. And I just kept going back and forth with things. So I was like, you know, the plant-based diet seems different and something I've never tried before. And maybe this can be the long-term solution that I'm looking for. And it actually was. So I tried it at first. I sucked at cooking. I was literally making it up, putting anything together. It tasted horrible. I was like, I don't know how people do this. Like, I don't know how I'm going to be doing this for so long, but I just remember when I would go into work at Trader Joe's and my coworkers would like make fun of me because I was vegan, and they would make fun of like, oh, you guys only eat grass and all this stuff. So I was like, okay, so that kind of, I don't know what it did to me, but it ignited something to me to be like, I'm going to learn how to finesse vegan food, because people talk all this crap about vegan food and I just feel like there's a way to make it taste better. So I was like, you know what? Game on. So I was experimenting in the kitchen and I just kept going and practicing until eventually I started getting really good at it. And I started introducing it to my friends and family and they liked it. And they actually sparked the idea of I should share this with other people. So I didn't know how I was going to do that. At first, I was just on Instagram posting meals, or I was on Pinterest, like just posting different foods on there, just kind of just making it up. I had my own blog, just doing all the different things to try to get my food out there. And then eventually I ended up seeing it was somebody that was selling food on social media. And I was just like, maybe that's something I should get into. So then I started getting into that. And then I actually really loved doing it. And that made me decide to create the Caribbean Vegan LLC, which is my business. And I started doing meal prepping for clients, private dining for clients, catering, like all those different things. So now I'm on the online space and I'm teaching people things that I have been doing in person for about 5 years now with my clients, to now share that with the online space and teach them all the things that I wish I knew when I first went plant-based. So that's a little bit about me and my story and how I got into this whole thing. I know it's all over the place, but that's really how the journey was. It was random. And I do feel that me eating plant-based has led me here because it opened up my consciousness on a different level, where I was able to think outside the box of things that I feel I would never think of doing before, which is like starting a business. So,
yeah. And it's not all over the place. It's how you get to the place. I think we get so stuck in like, what's the blueprint? Like, give me the 1, 2, 3 step. I need to know that I'm going to get X, Y, and Z result. And those are all the things that actually keep us stuck in the hamster wheel. Humans, it's like the way you actually get there is by doing all of the things and by being all over the place. Like, that's how you actually create what it is that you want. But I would love to hear a little bit more about your journey also with Weight Watchers and trying to figure out how the food also was opening up your consciousness and connecting to your physical vessel. Like, what were some of those things that were happening around that time as well?
Yeah. So around that time when I first did Weight Watchers, I was in high school, and this was when I was like at my biggest weight. I was over 200 pounds, and I remember going to the doctor, and they basically listed a whole bunch of things that was happening. They was told me I was pre-diabetic, that my blood pressure was pretty high, just like all the things you shouldn't hear at like 16 years old. So that's kind of when I knew. I was just like, okay, I need to make a change for myself, but I didn't know what to do. So I just remember, of course, like, you know, commercials and like the marketing. Everybody was talking about Weight Watchers and like, you know, like the little pre-packaged meals and the small portions. So I was like, let me give that a try. And at the time I was in high school, so I had no job. So my gym was my Nintendo Wii. So I was playing on my Nintendo Wii, doing the Just Dance and all that stuff. So that was my way of getting in cardio. And I ended up losing a lot of weight doing that. But I realized that me doing that, I went back to my old eating habits because, number one, a lot of the foods were still processed as well. So like, I wasn't even eating a lot of whole foods at the time. But then also, I just feel like I didn't learn how to heal my relationship with food while I was in the process of doing this whole journey, because I was still following diet culture in terms of doing the small portions, only eating 1,200 calories, working out. And it's just like, when you're plant-based, you don't even need to focus on the calories because all the foods that you're eating is so nutrient dense. It processes so much different in your body. So I feel like that whole process of me doing the Weight Watchers, it was a kind of a lesson for me to kind of see that that's not the route that I should go. I should eat more intuitively, which is listening to what my body needs. But it worked for that time, but it didn't work because I went through this whole cycle of binge eating and having that horrible relationship with food because I was so stuck in diet culture of what the expectations of what you should eat is versus what I know is right for me and my body.
Thank you for sharing that. And, you know, the thing that I'm really hearing is that you also created your own solution.
Yeah.
It's so interesting how we all go out and we're like, okay, I'm going to purchase this thing, I'm going to invest in that. And then you do it and you're like, wait, no, I think I'm the one that's supposed to invent another way. And so that's so beautiful that you were able to serve your clients. I know that a lot of your videos go viral with your recipes. And I was even showing it to my wife. I was like, Lena, look, like, this looks good. And so talk to us a little bit about the type of things that you work with your clients and the type of results that you see them have. And yeah, let's talk about being Caribbean and, you know, making vegan food fun and tasty.
Yeah. So for my clients, what I focus on, I'm going to talk about like my meal prep clients, because those are like the main ones that I've been seeing for a long period of time. But I kind of create like a meal plan for them, and it'll be a list of 4 different meals on the meal prep. And then I would prepare those meals for them and they would get that depending on the days that are booked. But a lot of it is designed to increase the plants on their plate. So I'm cooking with a diversity of whole foods, also using healing stuff like herbs from like thyme, rosemary, oregano, all that good stuff. And a lot of my clients have seen so many results in terms of gut health, because fiber is great for gut health. And that's why I love it so much. And I feel like a lot of people don't get enough of it. That's why I feel, you know, constipation is at its highest rate right now. And like all these different things, it's because a lot of people are not incorporating whole foods into their diet. So that's kind of my mission of helping my clients get more of that into their diet through my meal preps, and a lot of them have noticed a difference. A lot of them, I have reduced their blood pressure. I've reduced their blood sugar levels. I've helped them lose weight. I've helped them reduce constipation. I've helped them actually with their acid reflux if they were dealing with that. A lot of gut issue stuff that people were experiencing or dealing with, once they work with me, a lot of that stuff starts to dissipate for them just by incorporating more plants. And of course, also helping them train their mindset around food as well, too, because we want to do it in a helpful way where they make this a long-term lifestyle versus just a short-term diet, which I feel going plant-based shouldn't be a short-term thing. It should be a longevity thing. But I teach my clients on how to do that for themselves without me pushing or forcing them to go plant-based. Usually, a lot of them subconsciously, they just go plant-based on their own after they have worked with me and they really see the difference of doing it. They just want to do it for themselves eventually. And on the online space, I do something similar, except I'm not the one physically cooking. I'm teaching you how to cook these foods, but a lot of the foods are specific to what I'm doing with my meal prep clients. And I kind of apply that to the program that I have. And I'm teaching you how to make those foods for yourself so you can also heal yourself as well. Because essentially, we heal ourselves. It's just giving the tools for you to be able to do that. So
that's a beautiful segue into my next question, which was, you know, do you believe eating plant-based has anything to do with being more spiritual or more connected now that you've been on this journey for a while and now that you see lots of clients? Are there any specific direct correlations between the two?
I definitely will say when a lot of my clients go plant-based, they start to have that intuitive feeling with their body, which is what I'm big on. And how I know that is when they decide to eat something that is outside of what they have been eating with me, they automatically notice a difference on how they feel. And they just notice that they want to keep feeling the way that they've been feeling when they eat plants. So I feel like without people realizing it, it does help you become more in tune with yourself, which I feel is a type of spirituality in itself. Even if, like, you know, you don't meditate and all that, eating plant-based essentially gets you there because you're becoming in tune with what your body wants and what it needs.
I love that. And then I met you online. I actually started to see your videos and I'm like, oh my God, who is this queen making freaking plantain burgers and mushroom burgers? I'm like, now this is what I mean vegan food should be like. And, you know, when I talk about more plant-based humans, you know, my goal is to give people different tools to come back to themselves. Meditation is a tool. Eating plant-based is a tool, or just at least incorporating more light vibrational foods is a tool. Working your body, working with your nervous system. These are all things that here on Earth School, we're just really tasked to do because as we do it, we remember. And as I met you online, I remember we were in the DMs. There were things that you wanted to do with your business as well, where you wanted to take it to different heights. Talk to us a little bit about your experience inside of Unleashing a Veil and how you were able to continue to incorporate your passion, your dharma, your love in a sustainable business where you can keep going.
Absolutely. So I feel in the beginning, I was all over the place because I knew that I had certain goals, but I had no idea how to get there. My account kept growing, but it was all over the place. Like, there was no strategy in line. I felt like I was making it up for one point in time when I got online, but then I'm just like, all right, I can no longer make it up. Like, I need help. So I was so thankful when Melissa came through. I'm like, thank God, give your girl some structure. But I feel just being in there, just learning from her and just understanding that there are so many different ways to push out your message. It doesn't have to be just one way that I felt it was. And I feel that was such a game changer for me because there was one point in time where I wanted to stop doing in-person stuff, but being in Melissa's program, it just made me realize I wanted to come back to that to really give people that experience of really tasting food from me because, you know, there's always just like everybody's unique in their own way. And I feel like the way I make plant-based foods is unique. So I feel like when people taste that from me, they're getting all of me. I literally put like everything into it. I feel my ancestors are behind me when I'm making the food. So I kind of missed that aspect. And Melissa kind of brought that back out from me. And also just creating the community aspect as well has been a game changer for me, when she really spoke heavily on that and building your network of people. And I feel like I've learned so much from that because I started applying that for myself. And when I had the community, I noticed it was a lot easier for a lot of people to get into my world, get into my programs, and just really want to be a part of what I'm doing and what I'm sharing. And they fully are behind the message that I'm pushing out, which I love. I love being surrounded with people like that versus before it was all over the place people who wanted quick fixes. And it's just like, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to actually help you long term. And I feel that you have helped me find the clientele that I wanted to speak to, or the group of people I wanted to speak to. So that is like the main thing I feel I took away from Unleash and Unveil, definitely.
That's so beautiful. And humans, she's talking about a lead magnet, okay? Like, we can create all the content in the world on social media, and a lot of it can go viral, but that doesn't mean that somebody wants to pay you, and it doesn't mean that they're an ideal client. An ideal client is truly just like the client that you want to work with, the client that you know you have a solution to their specific problem. And remember, we also elevate our ideal client as we continue to grow and grow and grow. And the thing that comes to mind is just you sharing about you creating your soul business. And that's so important. Talk to us a little bit about this community, though, because I remember I got a message from you and you're like, oh my God, I created a community. There's 100 people in it already. It's only been a few days. And how has that been? How has that changed the game for your business?
Oh, yeah. So the community's on the Mighty Network. It's called the Food Freedom Movement Community. I truly feel like I'm starting a movement with people coming back into themselves, tuning into their bodies, listening to what they essentially want to eat instead of following all these rigid and strict rules on how they should eat, because everyone is different. So that is our main focus. We're here to support all women who are on their journey with us. And that is our network. But what has changed the most for me is really just engaging with the community, and they're getting all of me, I feel. And when I do that, I feel they're giving more of themselves to me as well. So I'm able to learn more about them and see how I'm able to help my clients. And I just feel that as I kept doing it, I kept getting all these referrals, and like a lot of more people wanted to join. And now we're at 500 members, and it's only been a few weeks. And I feel it's been a game changer, because a lot of people are preparing the recipes that I have in the community, or they're doing the stuff, the homework assignment, not homework assignments, but like the lessons and stuff that I'm giving them to try to do for themselves. And they're applying it to their daily lives, and they're noticing a difference from doing it. So it feels good for me to be able to give to my community in this way, and for them to benefit from the things that I was doing that has helped myself. And I'm glad to be able to share that with them.
Okay, 500 people. I mean, that's a big deal. That's 500 people that you get to inspire to really take back control over their body and what they're putting into their temple. But I want to take a step back, because I remember during the course, you had all of these beautiful pictures go up with you in the tarot. And I feel like I got to know like a different side of you. I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, I love Catherine. I love all of my students, but I just love that you're a woman of color. You're a business owner. You're working with plant medicine, which is these light vibrational foods. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, and I think Catherine's witchy, which I love. So how do you blend all of it? How do you blend who you are and extracting your DNA, your essence, and your business?
I honestly feel working with you made me want to tune more into that side, because I've always had it, but I always kept it a secret, only because I was always afraid of what people would think if I said, like, oh, I'm a witch. People's just like, what? Like, especially Caribbean people. They'd be like, we got to go to church. It's like, I still believe in God, guys. Like, I promise you, like, I still believe in Jesus, God.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, like, I still believe in all of that. But I do believe that I do witchy things sometimes. I like to pull cards and like kind of like see what's going to happen for me for that day or the next day. I like to cook. Cooking is a form of putting spells together. I'm literally taking healing things, putting it in a cauldron, the pot, and I'm making a concoction come together. So I feel that that is like my witchy side. And me creating the tarot cards, I feel like that was so fun for me because I'm such a creative person. So for me to be able to show people that creative side of me, I feel like that gave me enjoyment, and it was really fun to do that. And I was really thinking to myself, eventually I want to do something with this, like actually really create my own cards. And like, I don't know what I would have on it yet, but I would really love to do something like that. So it really opened up new doors for me to really see the type of other side that I have that I've been kind of suppressing for a very long time.
I love that. Oh my God, so beautiful. And to wrap up the stuff with your community, the biggest thing that I saw, because I remember when you came, you were like, okay, what is going on? I need to do something different in my business. And then you made this shift, and it seemed like you went from like, okay, there's a few inquiries coming, to like, holy crap, like people are getting in faster. So did you find that method more effective? Did you find like when you first came in, you were kind of stuck, and now you're leaving and you're like, I know what the hell I'm doing.
Absolutely. That's what I was mentioning before, like the community aspect, like that was a game changer for me in terms of nurturing them getting to know the full me. And to now it's so much easier to sell the program that I'm in. And now we have 20 people in that program. So yeah. So
wait, and, 20 people in? Wait, that's a big launch for you, honey.
Yeah, 20 people in our subscription program. So I'm super excited for that. And they're already learning a lot of things. Like I'm getting good feedback. They're loving the recipes in there. A lot of them are coming to the realization of the relationship what they have with food, of them understanding they're not eating enough. That's why they're probably snacking or overeating later on, or how they view food in general. Like they're afraid of food sometimes because of what society has put on them. So for them to come to this realization and they're only in for like a few weeks, I feel like that for me in itself just shows that the work that I've put in, it's just all coming together. And I'm super excited for everybody to get a dose of this type of healing for themselves, honestly.
Okay. How can our listeners follow you? I mean, perfect segue into like, let's open this up to everybody. I think it's such a mission of ours as well to save the beautiful animal beings on this planet, and also to continue to connect to our body and our temple and our sweetness and our sacredness through paying attention to what we put in, because ultimately it does on a spiritual level open up your channels. It allows the messages to flow a lot easier. And I know for me, honestly speaking, when I was eating lots of meat and eating lots of dense food and drinking lots of alcohol, I felt dense and heavy. And as I started to detox my body, I was starting to connect deeper to myself. And so let's get as many followers and people over to Food Freedom and share a little bit more about them. And also include that you're, I don't know if you've said that you're a chef.
Yes. No, we did. So yes, you can follow me on Instagram at the Food Freedom Goddess. You can DM me. I'll send you a free copy of my Food Freedom Recipe Guide, and you'll also gain access to our free community so you can be a part of the movement with us. My website is www.foodfreedomgoddess.com. If you also want to check out more information about the program, how to work with me, get to know me a little bit more. And I hope to hear and see from you guys soon. I promise you guys will not be disappointed with the recipes. You can check the testimonials on my page. They do not lie. So I'm super excited for you to get a dose of it.
And I don't lie, because I had one of her recipes, and that's why I'm like, okay, Catherine needs to be on the podcast. I'm so proud of you, Queen. Congratulations on your business, on your success, on your growth, on this beautiful community that we are affirming is going to tenfold, 20-fold. Thank you for sharing your love for food, first with yourself and learning how to do that for you, and then going out and sharing it with so many other people. Humans, if you're looking to work with anybody, Catherine is your girl, especially if you like some good vegan food that is spicy and tastes good. Go ahead, check her out, follow her. For those that are interested in Unleash and Unveil Your Soul business, we are also starting in 2 weeks. Send me a DM, DM me the word unleash, and you are good to go. All right, humans, see you on the next episode. Go with peace, go with God. See you soon. Breathe.